What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in the way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name's Misha, and I'm calling in from the UK. This is a bit of a long story I've got for you. It's from a preschool I used to work at, which is called Little Footsteps. So, when I started there, there were a few weird goings on, like children would wave at like the wall or the air or nothing. And sometimes like cupboards would be unlocked, like ones that were always supposed to be locked. One day the manager called a staff meeting to tell us that the water bill was through the roof and that we needed to check that the children were turning off the tap after they used their toilet, after they washed their hands. And after the manager left, one of the girls turned to me and said, "It's actually probably the ghost turning the tap on." And I was like, what are you talking about? So she started to tell me some of her experiences. Now, I'm going to just pause here to let you know the layout of the nursery, because it's sort of relevant to some of the things that went on. So it was a converted house, and downstairs to the left was like a toddler room. To the right was the preschool, and that's where I worked. And then if you went upstairs, above on the left, so above the toddler room was a kitchen and a dining room where the children would go and have their lunch. And above on the right was a baby room, and it had like a little annex room next to it that the children would sleep in, and there was like a curtain across what used to be the door frame so that they could block out the light so the babies could sleep. Back to the story. The girl that worked there told me that a lot of people had said that as they were coming in, the stairs were like directly in front of you as you come in the front door. As they came in to open up in the mornings, they would see just a pair of legs at the top of the stairs, and the torso would just be smoke. And about three or four different girls had said they'd seen that. One of the other things that happened was this girl that was talking to me said that she worked in the baby room, and she said that she had one baby asleep and they had a baby monitor and the rest were up. So all of the staff were in with the awake children, and the baby started crying and they were listening in on the monitor, and somebody started going, shh, 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 it's okay. And they started singing a lullaby, and they looked at each other and they were like, who's that? We're all in here. And then when they walked through, there was nobody in there. And the third thing she told me was that one of the other girls had seen a shadow figure in the window from when they were outside in the garden area. They saw it like looking out. Well, even though they couldn't see the face, it felt like it was looking out at them and at the children. So I was quite intrigued, and at this point I was quite sceptical. And I went home and I did some research into the property, and I found out that there had been a fire there in about the 70s in the house. And it didn't say online whether anyone had died, just that that property had had a fire. But I kind of didn't really think much of it and just carried on with my day. With my job, and I slowly started to notice more and more things happening. I should say at this point I'm quite sensitive, and I've always been quite open to things in the past, but I always try to like see the logical things behind things. I'd sort of thought, oh, they've all got themselves all in a bit of a flap because they're all saying there's a ghost, and they're all seeing it. So I kind of didn't believe it. So anyway, what happened while I was working there was there was like a little area that the children used to like to dance in the preschool room. We'd put music on and we used to take photos of everything to be like, oh, here's your child writing, here's your child doing this, doing that. And we used to take pictures of them dancing. And every time I took photos of a child dancing, I would see orbs in the picture, but no other time, in no other photo. And it was the same camera every time. Occasionally I would hear above me, it would sound like a child running. And if you remember, I said above the preschool room where I worked was a baby room, and last I remembered, babies can't run. Their footsteps were too light to be an adult. So that did freak me out a bit, especially as the name of the nursery was Little Footsteps. And then things sort of started to ramp up a little bit. There was an area in the corner that was like, it had like a wooden frame around it, and it was where they had their playhouse, their like role play house, that they could go into. And it sort of had a door frame, so it was harder for grown-ups to get into, but we could look over the top. One day I was working and there were only about three children in because it was a like public holiday. And there was only one boy in, and I heard crying, and I was calling for him, and I was saying, are you okay? Are you okay? Where are you? And he came running up to me, and he was smiling and laughing, and he was like, I'm fine, what are you talking about? But I could still hear the crying, and I tried to listen to where it was coming from, and I heard it in that sort of play area in the corner. So I looked over the top, and as I looked, it stopped, and the sound completely stopped, the crying stopped. And then the next thing that happened to me was actually a full body apparition, and that happened in the same area. So in that area, a little girl had just wet herself and the area was full of wee. I sort of like, I left the little door open so it would be easier for me to crawl in with all the cleaning stuff. And I told the children to stay away from it. And I went to get the cleaning stuff, locked the cupboard, and as I was coming back, I saw a little boy run into it and close the door behind him. And I shouted, don't go in there, there's wee in there. And I said the name of the little boy, and the boy whose name I said tapped me on the leg and looked up at me and said, don't go in where? Which really freaked me out because he was the only boy that had the same colour hair, the same frame, that I was 100% sure it was him. So I went back over to the area to see who had run in there, and it was empty. There was nobody there. So that's my experience of the nursery. My opinion is that there were actually three spirits there, and I think that in the fire, a little boy and his mum, maybe, or his carer, a woman that was looking after him, were in the house at the time. And I don't know about the shadow figure, but I feel like there was a dark male entity in the nursery as well. But I luckily never experienced that. I think that the little boy was actually quite playful, and he always just wanted to dance and have fun. And I think he probably really enjoyed the fact it was a nursery and he got to play with other children all the time. So that's my story. I'd love to hear what your opinion is. I love your show, and I'd really like to say hi to Becky, who got me hooked on you and made my husband really jealous, because he's been trying to get me to listen to podcasts for years, and this is the first one that I'm literally listening to it like every minute of the day. So thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second.
But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.